Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha boys basketball team. The Blue Jays into the break 5-1, that tight 2-point loss to Marysville, but then rattling off 5 straight wins to close out the month of December. And the last few pretty handily, Coach. I think you won your last 4 games all by 20 points or more. So did you see a lot of progress and a lot of things that you like from your team there overall in the month of December?
Yeah, I feel like we're playing well as a team. And we're looking to get each other good shots, making extra passes, but also having great effort on the boards to be able to win games like that.
The break's always nice for everybody, I know, but then you come back and you got quite a bit of practice time, you know, especially with you guys not playing your first game until this Friday, January 5th at Holton. So how did you treat practices, I guess, after the break? What were some of your main goals and things you wanted to accomplish during that time?
We just kind of wanted to review some of the things that we worked on hard over the beginning of the year, and then just try to get our legs back and back into playing shape. That were kind of the focuses.
You've obviously got a pretty good group of returners, some great leaders and guys that have been part of this program and on the varsity roster for a few years, but you're bringing some new guys along as well. How is this team meshed, I guess, and what do you feel like are maybe some of the biggest strengths of this team you have this year?
Yeah, they've played together before through their elementary, middle school, and then even high school practices, but they've just been consistent all the way through, and now we get to see them put that all together at the varsity level. So, it's fun to watch them work together as a team, and I really enjoy being a part of it.
We know the Big Seven's always pretty good and competitive. You got Holton, as we mentioned, then Hiawatha comes to your place, and Perry's kind of a surprising 3-0 in the Big Seven. They're coming to your place as well before the midseason tournament at Burlington. So as you kind of gear up and look ahead a bit here to these next few games against teams that you've not played yet in the Big Seven League, what do you feel like are maybe the biggest challenges or keys for your team?
I think just continuing to improve and how we handle pressure, continuing to improve in our half-court offense on whatever a defense tries to throw at us are some goals that we want to try to improve on. And then just stay consistent on what has been consistent with our team, playing great defense, being great on the boards and taking care of the defensive side of it.
Well, a great December. Hopefully you can tip off a great January as well here this Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck here in these upcoming games.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha Boys. The Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are sponsored on KNZA by Garrett Country Mart, by C&K Service, and by Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha.